sheets. Period. That's how difficult it is to maintain. But the real message here is what? All the problem comes with the old age, if you don't do anything about it, because old age is something that you cannot escape. But you could manage, you could organize. If you don't, it will be like this. But let's go back to our style. We look at the story as made up story, right? So do not believe that the doctor said this to the patient. This is made up. Why?
To convey a message.
Because when you're nagging, you are looking for a lot of explanation, right? Who is nagging?
The nurse.
A lot of people going around, they nag. Because this universe fails to come to the standard of their expectation and things like that. And they think that this is it because of that, because of this, because of that, and all that problem. All that is why? Why is there that old line? All is defending myself, that it's not me. It happens to me. It happens to me because I'm this. A lot of people, they'll say, huh, you know what? It happens that whoever I get close to, he will be a thief. You think that there is something in me attracting all these thieves? But you never see this part of it. You always want it to be explained outside. Remember the first step for a human being? Accepting the responsibility. That's something that whenever possible we start to cheat. Here we say, all the stuff will happen, and now listen how Rumi goes with this story. Because this was the little story. Yeah. The fellow nagging, becoming angry, and said, even this anger comes from age. Yes.
Since all the functions and parts are atrophy, your self-control and patience have become weak. He cannot endure two words, he cries out thereat. He cannot retain one draught, he vomits.
Okay, is there anyone who hasn't read this story to the end? You know how does it end? I'm looking for someone who doesn't know how does it end, to ask a question. How does it follow? What is he talking about? Why is he bringing a very common problem like old age out? No answer? Good. Let's see what will happen. Yes, Peter.
Except to be sure the ancient that is drunken with God, and in whose inward being there is a goodly life.
Anybody got a clue? Let's go back at the beginning of the book. Do you remember how this book started? He explained why there was a delay, and mainly he made a big paragraph to say God made it like this, that whatever is down there has a limit. Mizan. There is a size to whatever. It was all paragraph made for what? For that exception. He always explains the rule that we don't like. We know the exception. He said, everything has a limit except that love, kindness, compassion. God will give it limitless, right? Here he did the same. He explained the fool who is talking about the old age of I'm like this, my eyes like that, the hair like that, and becomes angry and say to say, yes, you see, everybody gets old, and in old age everybody has a lot of problem. I didn't say the sickness, I didn't say the physical problem, but everybody at the old age has a hell of a problem, except a different fellows. Because what is the old age? And why should we talk about the old age? Rumi normally shouldn't, we should mourn, because in the time of Rumi, old age didn't exist that much. There was this exception, some fellow would survive all this disease, infection and all that. Now, we have this problem in hand, because here, especially in Canada, they don't let you die. So you have to remain. Then what? Then what will happen? If you're empty or if you're full of love. There are two different stories. Because when you get old by age, one part of you will die out. That should be the needy part of you. The old age, you have something to offer. And if you don't, then I don't know, really. Talk to your family doctor. You should find something to hang on. The investment in yourself, because the investment outside, okay, we'll make it to the best nursery possible. So what? Here, when you have the heart, you are still a human being, you are connected to the next generation and the next generation, and you have a meaningful life. Because the one that they keep is the animal one. They don't let this die. And how about that? Because when you're young, look at them. By being happy, they shout, and by having an apple, they are happy. They don't need a lot, because that's another state of life. But when you grow up, you should look at this. There are those exceptional stuff. We know some elderly people who are really old, but they're as good as they could be. Why? Because that's where the investment comes in. When you get old, what will happen to you normally? Normally, the elderly people, they are nagging. And they should. You know why? Because you will have a secondary job that, because you will become retired and that stuff, it will become your primary job. Maintenance. Yes, you have to maintain it. Every single day, test this, white to that, all of that. And I'm not talking about old age. I'm talking about the age. Age is the reduction of the energy they put in you as a baby, and depending on the energy you cultivated, you made up here. And normally, the old age is not good. But when you get old in this way, and you know in this way, who we call old?
Pure.
Pure, we call it old because of that we count on that age. Because that age, to us, means a lot of experiences in kindness, in full-heartedly connecting to other people, opening up, becoming selfless, all of that. So The one that we love, we call it my pure, my old. See, the word is not changeable, over there. It's loud and clear that this is my old. Doesn't mean old age, because pure doesn't have to be really old. But it means the precious one, because of what? Because of this exception. So please, do not give in to the natural rule, because natural rule says that age will bring misery only. And that's not true. Yes, it happens a lot. That's the rule. But we are looking at exception. Yes, David?
Except to be sure.
Oh, except to be sure the ancient.
Yeah.
That is drunken with God, and in whose inward being there is a goodly life. Outwardly he is old, but within he is young. What thing verily is he? He is the saint and the prophet. If
see, he extended and he made it clear that I'm talking about this stuff. The first one is the peer, and he chose peer. Obvious, because he's Persian and he knows what peer means always. He chose the word peer, but he extended it to what? To Wadi and Nabi, even to Prophet, to say that exception is there, that field, which is the happiness, endless, and all that stuff, not this old age. Yes?
If they are not manifest to the good and evil, what is this envy which the worthless bear against them? And if they do not know them with certain knowledge, what is this hatred and hatching of plots and enmity?
Would you please change that envy to jealousy? Because it's hasad and envy, qibtast, hasadnist. There is another word for envy. It's mainly jealousy. Yes.
And if they know the retribution at the resurrection, how should they dash themselves against a sharp sword? He smiles upon you. Do not deem him to be such. In his inward consciousness are hidden 100 resurrections.
Okay, now here there is a little point to pay attention to, because we'll see this point come again and again, because we always tend to forget. And that's the sign of a good stuff. Normally they explain you that a good stuff is a useful one. We don't believe in that, because that's a use, right? It comes to people, and we insist that there are two signs for a good thing, not one. Do you remember that? The good thing is the thing that, first, the good people, they like it. Second, the bad people dislike it. Even that one is a sign to us. When the bad people, they don't like something, that means that this stuff is good. So we don't go for one side only. We look at the both sides. Because we know what's happening at the other side, and these two sides have overlap. So, when we want to be sure, I always remember putting this in action when we were at the college. When we wanted to make sure that, okay, this movie is worth it, spending 2-3 hours or not, there were two special fellow in my classmates, and we'll connect with both. The movie that fellow will say, okay, you have to see. The movie that this fellow says, okay, don't waste your time ever. Yeah. Honestly, everybody was doing this. I don't name the names. Lives in Vancouver. All the college knew that. But this fellow, loves the Junch movie because